what's the challenge of getting after a guy like Matt Ryan? Is he a guy who's going to sit there and try to make some shots, or is he going to quick get the ball out of his hands? I guess what does he do there?
One, you got to commend not only the staff, but their offense for really, really doing such a great job of executing in the run game, throwing the ball, being very, very creative with getting some real challenging matchups that we've seen on tape. So they've done an outstanding job of that. So it'll definitely be a challenge for us. We're going to have to be at our best on Sunday, and that's our intention. We're practicing to the point where we'll be able to give our best shot, and let's see what happens.
When you're going against an offense with playmakers in the passing game like this, how much more important, I know it's important every week, obviously, but how much more important does it become to get after the quarterback, to get him off his spot, to get him off his timing?
Well, you can ask any defensive coach any philosophy you want to go back and forth with. At the end of the day, when the offense is throwing the ball, you want to be getting after the quarterback, and you want to be able to make him uncomfortable. So that's our deal every week, but you're absolutely right. I think it's very important to establish some type of way to get him uncomfortable. But if you do not and you let Matt Ryan stay in rhythm with that offense, you're looking for a long day.
How did Clay look today?
Well, we're being very, very careful with Clay. Clay has a lot of experience. He doesn't need to take a lot of reps. And so we're going to be very cautious with him, and we're going to take it a day at a time, and we'll see what happens.
I'm just curious, what's it like watching film with him when he's watching his family playing left tackle and he's probably be facing off against him? Is he just a guy playing left tackle? Is it any different with him?
He plays it very close to the vest, at least in our room. I don't know what he shared with you guys in the locker room and in one-on-one conversations, but he's been very, at least in our meeting room, he's been very professional about it. He's given him a lot of credit, and I would as well, as far as giving that offensive line a lot of credit. They've come a long ways based upon the ones that we faced in the past. They're doing a really great job. Everything is clicking for them right now, and individually they're playing well. And so, again, you got to love challenges just like this. I kind of talked about that earlier. Games like this is where you really want to establish and get a sense of exactly where you are versus one of the best offenses in the league.
When you look at the player Nick has been this season early on and how healthy he's been, is this the type of player he could have been kind of all along, had the potential to be if he would have been able to stay healthy, or has he taken jumps in other areas since last season?
Very interesting question. Boy, I wish I had a better way of explaining it, but the only way I can say it this way is that everything has sort of fallen into place with Nick. If it wasn't for injuries, if it wasn't for some type of rotation, if it wasn't for something that wasn't allowing him to get in a flow in all phases, then, you can chalk it up to whatever. But this year, he's definitely has been able to one, so far, stay healthy. That was the focus. And so now, very impressed. Run game, obviously in the rush. And even though there was a couple plays in the Detroit game, but outside of that, he's been very effective when we asked him to cover as well. So very, very pleased. But you had a sense that Nick was that way. Very, very smart. Very, very observant. And so he's very, very meticulous, and he's very detailed about going about his business. And so if you don't find a way to get it out of him verbally or in some means to where you can see it and process it on your own, it's tough to know exactly what kind of guy he is. And so the best thing is I'm kind of glad to, you know, that everybody can see exactly what Nick Perry is.
The pass rush with him specifically, how much do you think is that confidence or something else carrying over from what he did in the playoffs last year? I mean, it just seems like he's kind of the right now.
That's been Nick. Nick has been a very, very effective rusher. And, you know, he's always had that skill set. And like I said before, it's all just coming together now.